You may have seen posters around town advertising a bubble brunch. We were wondering what that is, so WTC's Richard Winham invited the organizers to come to the studio and talk about their first brunch. It's set for this Saturday, November 11th.
Mario Brooks and Emmanuel, he goes by Manny, Emmanuel Strickland, are partners in AMP. That's an acronym for Artistic Mentorship Program. Mario and Manny are both actors, and they wanted to help young, aspiring actors gain entree into the profession. But now, together with their friend Terry Jackson, they are also organizing a series of what they call bubble brunches, utilizing what the New York Times recently called the endlessly expanding power of social media. They want to bring people together from disparate backgrounds to spend a couple of hours eating and talking. The project was funded by the local crowdsourcing program called Causeway. Since it was Mario's idea, it was he who went to Causeway to present the case for their funding.
I said basically I wanted to take this combination of, you know, Terry's brunches, which brings together lots of diverse groups of people, people from different backgrounds, people from different socioeconomic levels, and just have a good time and discuss on the civic end of it, what can we do to empower marginalized communities in Chattanooga to be the change that they want to see?
Okay. And what did Causeway say to that?
They loved it. It was surprising. They were a little iffy about the name Bubble Brunches because they weren't sure what it was going to be. But once we explained it, they were totally on board, and they've been very supportive.
Well, it's like Bust Your Bubble Brunch.
Yeah.
Hashtag Bust Your Bubble.
So, Terry, you've been doing this on a kind of informal basis, is that it? And it's essentially people you know or that you come in contact with.
I have a very diverse group of friends. So I just like to see. I guess I'm just a human social experiment. Because I like to come in. I like to just invite a bunch of people over and see how everybody works together. And a lot of times it's funny because each set of friends will be in a certain section of the house, like just talking with the group of people they know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming over like, hey, do you know Manny here? You know, they're like, oh, no, we just met. Well, how about we have a drink? Let's all have a drink together. And next thing you know, you got your new friend, which is a lot of what we're wanting to do with this bubble brunch here.
It's a very simple idea, albeit one potentially fraught with complications. The three friends envision bringing together a group of people to eat what they call American breakfast food, augmented with some Asian and Mexican dishes that Mario likes to prepare, along with coffee and mimosas, all served for free. Along with the food, drinks, and fellowship, they hope to introduce some serious topics. Each of the projected brunches, so far there are three, will focus on a single social issue. This first one will center on the myriad issues confronting women today.
That's one of the things that's really important about Bubble Brunches. We are really, because our first one is going to be focused on women, we're asking women to lead the conversation because I am not a woman, although I'm a feminist. I don't have that experience to be the expert on it. So I should listen to what women want and how I can help women.
Of the three friends, Terry Walker, a self-described social butterfly, is probably the one likely to be the glue holding the parties together. He's already a frequent user of social media, and he sees its power to draw disparate people together as the key to making their project a success.
Do you use social media a lot?
I do. I mean, who would have thought that 10 years ago you would go and stay at somebody else's house? Like an Airbnb deal. I mean, if you didn't have money for a hotel, I mean, that's what you would do. You'd get like 10 of your friends together and you'd still like stay in one room. You wouldn't want to stay at somebody else's house and on their couch or on a spare bedroom or something. I mean, who think would you would want to drive in a stranger's car to go somewhere? You know, you got the Uber. I mean, it's changing everything about it.
So tell me how the bubble brunch is going to work.
Well, we're going to spend an hour just fellowshipping with each other, going around, meeting new people, serving them food, serving them drinks. And it's of no cost for this first one. In the midst of that, we're also going to have live entertainers.
Who are you going to have?
We're going to have Jessica Brown. She's an up-and-coming actress and singer who is based out of Chattanooga but works often in Atlanta. We're also going to have DJ Love, who is a local recording artist. She's going to do this really cool mix of a cover and original music and some Broadway musicals. There's also Amir Montez, who's going to do a mashup of some popular music as well. And we're going to have DJ Cookie is going to be on the ones and twos. So everybody's just going to be having a rocking good time for the first hour. And then we're going to, you know, direct the conversation a little bit. We're going to bring in Kelly Elliott from Project Proud Voter from Civic, Tennessee. And she's going to tell us about her project and basically steer our conversation for our women's issues.
This lady has more energy than anybody you've ever met in your life.
Very true.
I mean, when you get around her, you can't help but to get happy because she has all this energy. But her organization is really trying to get voter registrations. Apparently, Tennessee is last place.
Yeah, we're
voter
very
registration.
Disengaged.
I didn't know it until she started going over her stats and stuff. But, I mean, it's really sad when we think about how far behind we are in just registering to vote. And her organization is really working hard to get a better grasp on that and pull it together.
It all kind of dovetails. You start fairly broadly, but you have a very specific focus in mind. You're wanting to bring people together who might not talk to each other otherwise,
mm-hmm.
and problem solve.
Right.
For whatever community you might be talking about. Where are you going to organize the brunch?
The first one is going to be at First Draft Theater. It's at 1800 Rossville Avenue, right off of Main Street. And then in January, we're going to move on to the downtown library, and our February brunch will be in the Edney Building.
So you're going to organize the brunch, and then mm-hmm. and then a couple of weeks after?
Within 3 weeks of each brunch, we would like to do some type of small activism event that is a result of the conversation that we have at the brunch. And we're going to come in with an idea just in case we don't come up with something that's manageable as a group. And what we're pushing right now is a holiday concert to accept donations for a women's shelter with the Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults. Their shelter is for battered women. And from working with them in the past, a lot of what they need is like household cleaning products and things like that and stuff for the kids to do.
The first bubble brunch, which is free, starts at 12 noon this Saturday, November 11th, in the First Draft Theater. That's at 1800 Rossville Avenue, just off Main Street on Chattanooga's south side. For details, Google Bubble Brunches, Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.